ain't corn, it's
Milo?
Milo, yeah. No, this is they raise it in water. They gotta have lots of water.
Oh, starch, rice.
Yeah, they raise rice.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They raise that quickly now, right?
No, there may be some in Jackson County, not right close to Tucker. I think it's mostly over around Grub, so.
Yeah. The stuff you raise in your garden, those you raise what in your garden?
Vegetables, yes.
What sort?
It's potatoes.
Yeah.
Onions, cabbage.
What? How much do you raise of them?
The potatoes I use probably make somewhere around 20 bushel. Onions is we just plant two rows across our garden. What'd you say?
You got those
two bushel?
About 2 bushels.
You got those young, fresh ones you might eat?
You mean
green onions? You mean?
No, we don't have any fresh ones, do we?
You mean potatoes?
Them green onions?
No. I have some green onions that, you know.
Winter onions, you call them.
They come out from bowl onions down in the cellar, and I took them out and stole those things the other day. They don't really like
eating
them very well. They don't like them.
We grow tomatoes, cucumbers, squashes, cabbage, lettuce.
Radish.
English peas.
Well, just about anything.
Mustard. Spinach.
It's
everything. Collard sometimes.
When you take turnips and you cut the top off them and make a mess of.
Salad.
You can make salad out of the top and with that turnip you just cook it, you know, peel it and cook it. I'll usually always grow turnips, you know, in the fall. I think they're plenty in the spring. Really, we're not too fond of turnips. So.
Really? That's one of my favorite vegetables.
Turnips?
Yeah.
That's our
son-in-law.
Mom, he likes turnips every time he comes.
Yeah, you English food. I believe he loves it better than anything we can set on our table.
So I got.
And I tell you, he was an Englishman.
We pulled some, Sam did, and we had them down the cellar in a can. And I got them out the other day, and they some pretty nice ones. They still firm, and I peeled them. I put 2 quarts up in the freezer. I thought that when he comes home, you can have them eat.
Miss Sam, you roll your own?
Yes, most all my life I've smoked. I grow my own cigarettes. If I'm a driver, then I'll buy a razor blade.
Yeah.
So I tell you, last night, them kids would get me spoiled with them cigars. Did I ask him? No, I didn't. That been going on. Last 50 years. I ain't no telling about the cigars they buy me. Well, I'd give them away a lot of them. Just keep them from ready getting on them, you know.
Yeah. You mentioned tomatoes. You ever seen them little old tomatoes?
Tomatoes,
they come up.
We've grown them.
Come up.
Well, times they'll come volunteer, you know, if you've had them there a year before.
Yeah.
You see, like, you know, careful, you know, I tell you. If you let some of them, you know, just dry and drop off.
Yeah. Do you ever raise melons here?
In melons?
Yes. What sort of melons you raise? Or do you know about?
Oh, different kinds. We grew yellow meaties, red meaties,
and yellow meat timber.
Well, they've got different kinds of yellow meaties. I can't tell you.